When Matt Jensen rode into Swan, Wyoming, few who knew him would have recognized him. He had a heavy beard, his hair was uncommonly long, and he looked every bit the part of a man who had not been under a roof for 2 months. 8 weeks earlier, he had said goodbye to Smoke Jensen back at Fort Collins, Colorado, arranging to meet him here in Swan on this date. Not since then had Matt seen civilization, having spent the entire 2 months in the mountains prospecting for gold. The success of Matt's 2 months of isolation was now manifested by a canvas bag he had hanging from the saddle horn. The bag was full of color-showing ore. Prospecting wasn't new to Matt. He had learned the trade under the tutelage of his mentor, Smoke Jensen, so he knew the color of the ore was genuine. But exactly how successful he had been would depend upon the assayer's report. Swan was a fly-blown little settlement, not served by any railroad, though there was stagecoach service to Rawlings, where one could connect with the Union Pacific. The town had a single street that was lined on both sides by unpainted, rip-sawed, false-fronted buildings. It could have been any of several hundred towns in a dozen western states. As Matt rode down the street, a couple of scantily dressed, soiled doves stood on a balcony and called down to him.
Hey, cowboy! You're new to town, ain't ya?
Oh, you gotta be new, 'cause I don't know ya. And I reckon I know just about every man in town, if you get my drift.
Matt smiled, nodded, and touched the brim of his hat by way of returning their greeting.
Come on up and keep us company. We give you a good welcome.
Ladies, until I get a bath, I'm not even fit company for my horse.
Shoo, honey! You got that right. I can smell you from up here.
Matt rode on down the street until he reached a small building at the far end. A sign in front of the building read, J.C. Montgomery, Assayer. Matt swung down from his saddle and tied his horse off at the hitching rail. Hefting the canvas bag over one shoulder, he stepped inside, where he was greeted by a small, thin man.
Can I help you?
Are you the assayer?
I am.
Matt laid the canvas bag on the counter, then took out a handful of rocks and laid them alongside the bag.
Need you to take a look at this.
You want me to tell you if it's gold or pyrite, right?
No, mister, I know it's gold. All I want you to do is tell me how much money all this is worth.
The assayer picked up a couple of rocks and looked at them casually before putting them back down. Then, taking a second look at one of them, he picked it up again. And this time, he examined it through a magnifying glass.
What do you think?
You're right. It is gold.
You have any idea as to the value?
Do all the rocks have this much color?
I wouldn't have bothered carrying them if it didn't.
Well, then, I'd say you have $200 or $300 here. In fact, I'll give you $300 for the entire bag right now.
Matt put the rocks back in the bag.
Would you now?
In cash.
You always cheat your customers like that?
What are you talking about?
What I have here is worth $2,000 if it's worth a cent. Thank you, Mr. Montgomery, but I believe I'll take my business somewhere else.
I'm the only assayer in town.
Perhaps. But Swan isn't the only town.
Just up the street from the assayer's office, Matt saw a sign that read, Haircuts, Shaves, Baths.
Tell you what, Spirit, you've had to put up with my stink long enough. I think I'll go get myself cleaned up before I go looking for smoke.
15 minutes later, he was sitting in a tub of warm water, scrubbing himself with a big piece of lye soap.
Don't know if there's enough lye soap in all of Wyoming to get that carcass clean.
Smoke!
No, need to stand. You think I want to see that?
How'd you know I was in here?
We did say we were going to meet in Swan today, didn't we?
Yeah.
I saw Spirit tied up out front. Did you think I wouldn't recognize him? He used to be my horse, remember?
I remember.
How did you do?
See that bag there? It's full of ore. At least $2,000 worth, I'd guess.
That is good.
Tell you what, I'll be finished here in a bit. What do you say we go get us a beer? I haven't had a beer in 2 months.
Sounds good to me. I'll go get us a table, and I'll even let you buy it, seeing as you had such a good outing.
A few minutes after Smoke left, Matt was out of the tub.